What's up, party people? It is Kevin Ryder on K-Rock, and this afternoon we've got People Are Dumb, like usual. We have What's Up with Florida. We have, there's something called breast milk ice cream. We'll get into that. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature, which I love doing. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have tickets to see the Hives in concert. Plus, keep listening for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I mean, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not, too. I think that's the last thing any of us want.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A doctor walked out of an operation for sex with nurse. His name is Dr. Suhail Anjum, 44 years old. And he apparently was in the middle of an operation. And he told somebody he needed a comfort break, and he asked another nursing colleague to monitor the male patient halfway through the operation. So then he walked into another operating room and had sex with a nurse, and they got caught having sex in the other operating room, which isn't standard practice. Somebody caught them mid-act, and he returned to the surgery 8 minutes later. Now, I'm not in favor of a doctor leaving a surgery. But also, I don't really want my doctor operating on me with blue balls, you know? It just seems bad. Dr. Anjum promised there would never be a repeat of this one-off error in judgment. He also added that the incident happened after a, quote, stressful time for his family when he and his wife were failing to connect as a couple following the premature birth of his daughter. So I'm sure that helped, probably. We've got a chance for you to win 4 tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights. Live the horror at Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. Your chance to win is coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Audrey.
Audrey, you're caller 20.
Yay, oh my God.
You got 4 tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, my God, Kevin, it's a dream for me to win with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great time at the park.
Thank you.
Imagine if your name was Karen and then Karening happened. So every time you call yourself Karen to somebody, they go, oh, yeah, right. It's a Karen. It's another Karen. Imagine that times 10.
A woman from Northern California planning to take on the DMV over her vanity license plate.
How exactly do you fight the DMV? You just take a number, get in line?
For Isis Wharton, her Kia isn't just a car. It's a way to express her identity.
Yeah, her first name is Isis, spelled I-S-I-S.
That expression, it hit a speed bump on Friday when she received a letter from the DMV claiming that her personalized plate, I am Isis.
What?
Her personalized plate, I am Isis.
What?
Violates state rules because it could be linked to the terrorist group with the same name.
Do you think?
Wharton says she has owned the plate since 2022 with no issues.
Are you telling me that somebody at the DMV is not paying attention?
I was confused since I've had it for so long.
Were you confused about that?
And I was honestly super hurt. I just did my registration a couple months ago and they didn't say anything then either.
How hurt can you be if your name is Isis?
Well, some legal experts say her plate is likely protected under the First Amendment as personal speech. Morton says that she plans to fight to keep her license plate as is.
I will fight all the way to the Supreme Court for people to know that I am Isis.
Wow. I am so uncomfortable right now.
About 1 hour from right now, we have the 420 Catch of the Day. It's our new music feature. Turn you on to some new music that's coming up at 420, strangely enough, on K-Rock. So Far So Fake, that is Pierce the Veil. Pierce the Veil, saw them recently at the Forum, and everybody in the place knew every word. It was fantastic. We have tickets for you to see the Hives at the Palladium September 25th. We're going to give those to you in the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon on K-Rock. We are taking things to a whole new level using sex to sell, and I'm talking about steaks. No, I'll give you more details next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. You know how sex sells pretty much everything, especially online now. If you see an ad to refinance your house without touching your mortgage, something that's not sexy at all, they always use a super sexy model in that. And this is taking it to the next level. I think it's called Seven Meat Market. Or Savan. I'm not positive how to say it. I apologize for that. It is in Glendale. And they have started marketing their steak with sex. And it's one of the strangest things I've ever seen. In one video, there are three model-looking women sitting near an old-timey well. And they're all waving to somebody, and you can't see who it is. And then you finally realize that it's a guy with a cow, with a cowboy hat and a horse. And it's so bizarre. They're waving at the guy and the horse. One of the girls approaches him. She's holding two tomahawk steaks. Does that make any sense? Sealed in plastic. She points to the steaks, bites her lip, then flashes him a thumbs up, and he lets her get on the horse and ride into the distance. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And they have another one on their Instagram where there is an attractive woman that sits down to a steak on a plate in front of her. And the song that they used, I brought in because it is hilarious. It's a straight sex song. And the song says, we're glued to the bed. I can't get you out of my head. And then he whispers the F word. And that's when things take off. And when that happens, she picks up the steak with both hands, no silverware, just one giant piece of steak, and bites into it and rips a piece off of it. She chews that, and then she swallows another, and she takes another bite and rips it off. One of the strangest things I have ever seen. Listen, I'm not terribly hungry right now, but I would f*** that steak.
Well, that's simply unacceptable.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We got three things at four coming up. I'm going to tell you a story about a man who impersonated a judge successfully.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
My hero.
I know, right?
It is Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up in a few minutes. First, Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
A 42-year-old man in Louisiana is accused of impersonating a judge in order to reduce an inmate's bond and secure his release.
How do you do that?
So the inmate was facing aggravated burglary charges, and he was supposed to be released in he was released in June under the fraudulent order, which I believe came via a phone call.
Oh,
so I think he called in, which to me is absolutely crazy that that's the protocol.
That's how it works.
There's nothing official that gets sent in. So the scheme unraveled after the inmate had to appear in court in July, and that was when officials realized that the bond reduction was made under false pretenses. The man who impersonated the judge is now facing multiple charges, including false impersonation, attempting to facilitate an escape, and harming public records. The sheriff's department said, we have policies in place and have already made changes to ensure this type of situation does not happen again. This was an honest error that occurred due to lack of training, and we have addressed it. I got to admit, though, I am really impressed by this con.
Same.
This is an 11 out of 10 con. all right, second story, another day, and yet another really dumb TikTok trend. Here's the story.
This is video sent to us from a viewer in Aliso Viejo, who said over the weekend she and her neighbors were the victims of a door-kicking prank that has become popular on TikTok. Across the country over the last year, police departments have put out warnings about the trend, which is a more violent version of the old ding-dong ditch prank. In the new version, doors are often broken, and police warn the pranksters could be opening themselves up to a violent retaliation from homeowners who may think they are about to be robbed.
Yeah, this went really wrong. There was a really sad one
where
a kid did it and was actually shot.
It's not a surprise this went wrong.
No, it is not. And in this video that I watched, the kid looked, do you remember that movie Powder?
Yeah.
Well, the kid looked like that.
Oh, just no.
And he had like a white bald cap
That's
on.
That's unfortunate.
It was terrifying. So this is dumb. Kids, if you're listening, don't do this.
All right, listen, if I could give you some advice, it's much harder than it looks.
Yeah.
I know that from personal experience.
Yeah, okay. It really is. Yeah. And I believe that you would be dumb enough to do something like this. Okay, our third story. A once-celebrated Bay Area chef is now making headlines for a very different reason. 62-year-old Valentino Lucan, former executive chef at San Francisco's Rose Pistola and owner of Walnut Creek's Ottavio, was arrested after allegedly robbing three banks in San Francisco in a single day.
Wait, he was a chef?
He's a chef at two really, really luxury high-end restaurants in
the
Bay.
What the hell?
And he robbed three banks in one day by passing demand notes to tellers. Authorities say he was identified through community tips and taken into custody without incident. He had actually previously served jail time for a 2018 bank robbery.
Wow.
In the Bay, and he now is facing multiple robbery charges with bail set at $200,000. You know, the restaurant business is expensive, so why not rob a bank or three?
Or three,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We love pretty much everything All American Rejects do. Tyler was in Parenthood. He was also in Preacher. I don't know if you saw that show on AMC, but that was effing weird. They had their pop-up house party tour this summer. Started in April, went to USC, went to private homes in Chicago, a farm in Iowa. Love everything about them. This song is called Easy Come, Easy Go. It's All American Rejects, the 420 catch of the day. Easy Come, Easy Go, the All American Rejects. It is the 420 catch of the day. I called him Tyler. His name is Tyson. I don't know why I would do that. Because it's me. And it's K-Rock.
We're going to have your tickets to see The Hives at the Palladium on September 25th when we do our topic.
Which is coming up in about 10 minutes on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hello. So I am going to see The Who at the Hollywood Bowl on Friday night.
Yes.
And they just announced a couple days ago that The Offspring are actually going to be opening up the show, which I thought was so random.
Really?
Yeah. So, but I mean, I ain't mad at it.
Fantastic.
I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, no kidding. I talked earlier today and people are dumb in that segment. Doctor walked out of operation for sex with nurse. The doctor left a patient on the operating table. Now, he wasn't the guy operating. He was an anesthesiologist.
Okay.
So the guy was under and he said, hey, nurse, keep an eye on this guy. I need to take a, quote, comfort break.
Oh, wow.
And stepped into the next operating room and started having sex with a nurse.
He got comfort, all right.
That's really bizarre. Like, did they have this arranged ahead of time?
I'm sure.
But how does he know? Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions that I have here. But apparently somebody interrupted them.
Oh, wow.
And he went back to the operating room after about 8 minutes. came back into the operating room and completed his work. It doesn't say if he completed his work elsewhere.
Right.
No word on that.
Mood he was in.
I hope so. Now, we've done this before, and I'm positive we'll do it again. But you had sex at work is the topic today.
Yes.
800-520-1067 for calls and texts. If while you were on the clock, you were having sex, that's who we want to talk to.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see The Hives at the Palladium on the 25th.
Which is going to be a great show. So 800-520-1067. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello. Hi.
And Dana, we're taking calls.
Okay. And we are taking calls
right on
you had sex at work.
I did have sex at work, thank God.
Let's hear it.
Well, it was in college. I was working at the college radio station, and one of my listeners called me up. I was doing the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift. She came over. I met her. She brought over some whiskey and other things, and we did it while I had the mic on, and I was back announcing sex.
You had the mic on?
Well, yeah, not recording us, but I had to talk while I was, you know.
So you were trying to concentrate on something else.
Oh, my mind was elsewhere.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Thank God.
And still probably you spoke better than I do.
No, Kevin, Kevin, you're great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
One thing we can always count on is you people having sex at work.
The 909 texted in, I used to work at a department store. I was the manager at the time and dating an associate. She would hide in the coat runs, and while I stood there behind the rack, I would give her a lollipop. And then she, and then I would eat a taco. We both had happy endings. Wow.
Taking phone calls on having sex at work. You have a story like that?
Hey, I wanted to be part of that sex at job.
You had sex at work?
Yes, I did. I had a sex at, I was an x-ray technician, and I was in the room with a student that was training, which is while the patient was here, and we ended up doing it in the room behind the wall while the patient was in position.
Wow.
Wow.
So you're in the other room and you're getting ready to take the pictures and you're meanwhile having sex?
Correct, yeah.
Was the patient like, hey, come on, any minute now?
Yeah, we kept telling her we had to wait for the image to come up before we moved on to the next position. And she just kind of stood there for a while.
I mean, you couldn't have waited a few minutes until you finished her scans?
Right.
Yeah, well, we ended up finishing the x-ray, and at the end of the day, we went back to that x-ray room and finished the job there, too.
Gotcha. All right. So pretty much everywhere. I like it.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi. I was calling about the I had sex at work.
Do tell.
Yes. So I used to work in a homeless shelter, and I had sex with one of my employees in the attic.
In the attic of a homeless shelter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What time of year was this? Because that seems like it could be really hot.
You know what? I don't remember.
All right. Well, then it must not have been bad.
Yeah.
Did you get discovered or no?
No.
More than one time?
And it happened on multiple occasions.
Yeah. Yep,
that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get caught, you keep going back to the well.
Same spot.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Megan. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you. You had sex at work?
I sure did. Well, there's multiple times where it's happened, where I used to work back at the theater back when I was in college and high school days.
What did you do at the theater?
I was a projectionist.
And, perfect.
All right.
I would be upstairs, and I would have like a female friend that would come in, and we would do our thing right up there. And then I would also get calls from like the radio. They're like, hey, Robert, the projection screen on number 9 is shaking. Can you look at it? And I'm like, huh, that's kind of funny. I'm like, that's exactly where I'm at. I was like, uh-oh. It ended up moving somewhere else. And then that screen starts shaking. I kept getting radio calls that time. And then there's also other times where I used to be in the box office selling tickets. And then there's this one girl that she would always, like, just try to schedule herself with me.
What the hell?
And I would get little, jobs during the
while you were selling tickets in the box office.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And you kept it together?
Kept it together, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So here's your tickets with some splooge on it. There you go. Gross. So gross.
That is gross. All right, 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You had sex at work is the topic and the prize.
You're going to see the Hives at the Palladium on the 25th.
K-Rock, hello. You had sex at work?
When I was 21, my boss asked if I wanted to do it. So we went and had some drinks. And then when everyone left, we went back to the office. And in the spare office, we just went to town. And then it ended up turning into a 30-year relationship.
What?
Oh,
that's how a 30-year relationship started?
Good for you.
Yes. I got a stepson out of it. Well, he's my son. I raised him from when he was 5 years old. It was awesome, to be honest with you.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah.
I didn't expect anything great to come out of this. That's fantastic.
No, it was a great thing. And we would have sex in the office almost every day after everyone would leave. We would stay late and we would, you know, smoke out a little bit. And then we would get down.
Get down. Got a text from the 714. I once had sex with my boss's daughter while I was on the clock.
Wow.
Woo!
Stud.
Ballsy, you might say.
I feel like we could do this topic every day.
I think so.
And get plenty of phone calls.
And lots of entertainment.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We're talking about you having sex at work.
Yeah, I got fired twice. from two different jobs within the same year for having sex.
Oh, my God.
What was the first one?
I may have been a nympho. I don't know.
What was the first one?
The first one was from FedEx. I was a driver. I had a route, and on the route, there was different girls that I would see, you know, front office and stuff, and we started flirting, and then one thing led to another. I just had a relationship with different girls, and one of them, I got called in because they have video footage of her and I in the back stock room.
Oops.
Yep.
How many girls were you juggling at the time?
Three.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, player?
Different parts of town. I was young, fit, you know.
Sure.
Not anymore, but.
Well, you were making deliveries is what you were doing.
I was. I had a package to deliver. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know
what
I'm saying?
What was the second one?
And so after I got fired from there, I got a job at Universal Amphitheater.
Really? Doing
as
what?
As a matter of fact, I saw you guys at Carrick Acoustic Christmas.
Wow. And you got caught there, too?
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. In a, like a corridor closet. Yeah. Yep.
And I like it.
Another corridor, not security.
How many people were you juggling there?
Just her.
Okay.
Yeah. But check two fires in 1 year. Oh, man. That was, I did not put those on my resume.
Maybe you should have. I don't know.
I should have. Yeah. I like a personal resume. Yes. I have a notch, a little belt.
K-Rock. Hello.
K-Rock. Yeah, I got a story, but I want to remain anonymous.
No worries.
When I was 18, 23 years ago, I used to work at Kmart, and I used to be one of the loss prevention agents that used to detain shoplifters.
Right.
So during the time, there was a couple of coworkers that I met, and they would come into the office on their lunch, and let's just say I used to get hammers for my lunchtime. And
that's a hell of a lunch.
Tasty.
Yeah, it was great. And after that, I transferred to LA and never saw them again. But let me tell you, working at retail stores or warehouses, man, it's nothing but a meat market.
Oh my God.
Nothing but a meat market.
It was a meat market. Probably still is. I mean, I'm married now, so those days are over. But man, did I have a good time back in the day.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you had sex at work?
Hey, what's going on? This is Kevin Ryder.
Taking phone calls on having sex at work.
Well, I'm actually having sex right now.
Oh,
work.
Boy.
Can I get in? Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, long time, love you. Okay.
Woo!
I wish this wasn't happening.
Oh, my God. Wow, that just happened.
All right. We need to pick somebody to win. The most entertaining call for me was fired twice.
Dude, I absolutely loved him. All right. So, yeah.
Hey,
this is Chris.
Chris, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Fired twice. Might be a nymphomaniac.
Mm-hmm, possibly. I don't know. I never got counseling or anything like that.
You grew out of it.
I grew out of it. I should have started a porn career. That's what I should have done.
There you go.
Well, you got tickets to see the Hives the 25th.
Nick.
Yeah, dude. Keep the stories coming.
Congratulations. Enjoy the show. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Kevin Ryder, I'm out of here. Megan Holiday has you now.
And I've got your tickets to go to Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. That is coming up at 6 o'clock on K-Rock.